This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a classic with Bob and comedian Greg Proops.
Having just met you, I can just guess you're obviously an athlete of some sort.
Yeah, I work out a little bit. They have the whole thing where you get your you pump weights and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta have a cardiovascular, man.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that cardiovascular. I was playing basketball the other day. They made me guard the worst dude on the other teams. It was a fat dude wearing thongs. Man. You know, standing on the court smoking a cigarette. You know I was in bad shape.
And you couldn't keep up with
them. I couldn't keep up with them. I got involved with that aerobics. Don't like aerobics, man. That's too much like sex.
It is. Aerobics?
Yeah, you sweat, muscles hurt, and then you got a woman up there telling you you're not doing it right.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, Coast to Coast Division.
Hello.
With us in the studio, we have a very fine comedian. You'll recognize him immediately from his work on television. He is Greg Proops. Greg, nice to see you, sir.
Good morning, Bob and Tom.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, America.
Greg,
I kept saying there's a fine comedian here, and I was looking around the studio, and I didn't see nobody else.
Uh-huh. I know it's early.
No, I always get up 14 hours before I go to work. I bet you guys got up last night about midnight.
Yeah, we did, actually.
Yeah. Just waiting. Just champing at the bit. I'm excited Cheech and Chong are on the road again. I saw them in 1977, 78 at the Circle Star Theater in San Carlos, California, where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
Dave's not here, man. Yeah, they were very good. I mean, they opened for Tower of Power. That'll give you an idea of what era we're talking about.
I know some
of the younger kids are out there going, "Grandfather, what was it like when the world was covered with ice?" And there were iPods were powered by steam.
Oh,
we had a thing called funk in the 70s.
I love Tower of Power. What is
awesome.
Hip?
Mm-hmm. Tell me if you think
what
you
is
know.
If
so very hard to go
exactly.
Oh, those are all great.
See,
songs.
I'm from the Bay Area in San Francisco, so and they were a huge.
They still are.
They're from Oakland. Yeah,
the Tower of Power, the one of their big album, Back to Oakland. I can mm-hmm. remember the cover was a freeway sign.
Yeah,
Back to Oakland.
Great
and
horn section.
Great Tower of Power trivia. Anyone? Class? Anyone?
Oh,
former
Here
bass player for Tower of Power is
no. Art Garfunkel.
No, the guy in the Balco. Scandal, Balco scandal.
Yeah.
Oh,
what's his name?
Oh,
yeah,
that guy.
The whole steroids Barry Bonds thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Tell me. Who knew the Tower of Power was funneling steroids to professional ball players? I thought they were just heroin addicts back in the '70s, but apparently there's other kind of drugs going on.
Don't you remember 77 was the American League tour? They hit all the American League cities.
Absolutely. The White Sox had a huge year that year.
Yeah. And the batting averages went way up.
Oh, yeah.
No wonder Bill Melton had 30 home runs.
Greg Proops is our guest, originally from the Bay Area. Australia, as you mentioned.
Yes, sir.
Were you a White Sox fan, too?
No, I'm not a White Sox. I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, so we're sponsored by AARP this year.
Jorge Orta and all those old White Sox names.
Rudy Law.
Yeah, you spit out Bill Melton real quick.
I'm a baseball fan. I see
Dick Allen?
L.A. Dick Allen. I'd love to have him. He gets slammed a lot for being a malcontent, which he was.
But he sure could play ball.
Superb.
He wrote stuff in the dirt when he played first base.
Boo.
Yeah, boo and blank you. He wrote that. That's a ball player.
Dick Allen was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Greg Proops is our guest, and recently seen on the Craig Ferguson Show, which is a terrific program. He's one of the funniest guys on TV.
I'm not a fan, but I appreciate what you're saying. I think he tries real hard or whatever, and he's from Ireland or England or something. I don't know.
Scotland.
Whatever.
He's from Scotland.
I'm from Scotland, too. Yeah. He's all cutesy pie. No, I adore Craig. I've known him for ages. I met him in England back in the 40s when we... right after the war, I knew him then. Mm-hmm. So I've known him for ages. Oh, yeah. And, of course, for Drew Carey's show and everything. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you have kind of a trademark set of glasses.
I do.
I think they're great.
Thank you.
But you have sort of that look now you've established. You got a great full head of hair, kind of. it was what we were saying earlier, kind of a Lyle Lovett thing going.
I'm going sexier. I'm going more. If you take out a $20 bill, I'm going for the Andrew Jackson, our seventh and sexiest president.
I don't think I have a swath of hair. I'm taking that pompadour kind of thing.
Yeah. No, I'm taking it down from the giant, Conway Twitty, and I'm kind of moving into an Andrew Jackson, just in case that I'm sure America's dying to know this.
Everyone's holding their breath. Yeah.
No, because it was real high and tight on the sides there for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm letting it go long on the sides.
Nice.
I have never known you do raise a good point. I never noticed that Andrew Jackson, first of all, he's got a great set of sideburns.
He's a little sexy haircut on that bill.
He's a little David Bowie-ish there.
Yeah. If you go on Google and you Google up images of Andrew Jackson, all through his career as a young officer, fantastic. Pre-country cut was in the early 19th century,
And I got to tell you, if you look at the presidential candidates we have now, I'm afraid both of them really don't have a lot going on in the hair department.
No, they have. Yeah. Obama's got a boring fro, and I don't know what McCain's
really, is that a fro even? It's just.
Grow out a little bit.
Close cut.
Yeah,
he's got a tight one.
He could lose the presidential race immediately by not getting his hair cut for the next 2 months.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, if he went Nate Archibald, Dr. J,
the big Dr.
Angela
J.
Davis haircut, you know,
the goatee.
That was the whole point of that New Yorker cover where they had Barack's wife with the big Angela Davis. God. Well, in any event,
Andrew Jackson does have great hair.
I'm telling you, that's what I'm going for. I'm looking
very
toward
nice waves.
So you see, right, exactly. Yeah. I'm going a little. It's going to get a little more sexy on the sides, a little floofy like that. You can't see it out in Radio Land, but if you can just imagine Andrew Jackson's hair flowing in the wind without the British attacking me at the Battle of New Orleans.
Yeah, you have a big lot of stuff going on up there. That's very. You're very lucky. Now, I couldn't help but notice, and I'm not trying to throw you under the bus here, but. When you first walked in, tucked in your jeans there, you had a pack of smokes. So you haven't been able to get off the.
Well, these aren't mine. I'm carrying these for a guy I know who's weak.
Very weak.
No willpower.
Yeah, just, not only that, but camels. Did you
wait till
that?
He wakes up?
When that guy gets here, man, I'm gonna let him have it.
He's a tough guy, camel smoker.
Well, you know, growing up in the Bay Area, I think there's probably. I mean, let's face it. I think that if you say to someone you're from San Francisco. I think you, first of all, if you're heterosexual, you really have to be a heavy sports fan. And if you're going to smoke, you better smoke Camels.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? There's kind of a, you almost have to be just a little extra macho.
I left my more menthols at home. And, I wasn't going to wear my WNBA shirt in this morning.
You are really...
you're really walking on that
every
line
day you pave new new areas as far as insulting guests. It's amazing. It's just,
and your coworkers.
I came to be insulted.
Well, you're in the right place.
Oh, you're in the right room. I'll tell you.
I was just saying, no. Do you think that's true, that guys from San Francisco of a certain age have to kind of...
Are you coming on to me? Overtly. I'm getting a real weird vibe right now.
Sorry, Greg. No,
talking about me and where I'm from.
Never mind.
What men like where I'm from.
Christy's just mad at me because... Christy's
you're
mad at me.
You're not going to redo that.
Okay, I will not.
Why are you mad at him, Christy?
Oh, he insulted me in a huge way.
In a huge way.
Okay,
oh,
by telling me that I'm from San Francisco?
No.
Earlier in the show, we've all of us have been together. The four of us have been together for...
you asked Christy if she'd ever...
Close to 25 years.
You asked Christy if she'd ever done anything bad.
Bob did.
Oh,
I did. Oh, sorry.
And we've all done.
And you responded by...
And I said, yeah, of course I have.
And
but that was years ago.
That's when you said, don't you remember when Christie's...
You're not going to say it again.
How do you define that?
Hey, don't start it with the. Don't start it with the. It was bad enough when he started it with a juh.
I suggested that her mommy parts might have spent a couple of years in a witness protection program.
under an assumed identity.
Which really doesn't mean anything, but it somehow suggests that there was this period of...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How can you say it doesn't mean anything?
Where she was Charlotte the Jackal. Keeping it undercover.
Yeah.
You never know. It'll spring out and get
them
out of
the town. We all had good times at one point.
So yeah. To define bad, when you say bad, because some things that some people consider bad, other people consider fantastic.
Thank you, Greg.
There we go. Yeah. And I said I meant it in the nicest way.
Like knocking over an old lady and taking her money. That'd be bad.
That's bad.
I have never done that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there you are, see?
I haven't done that today.
But if you're
but knocking up an old lady and taking her money.
Okay, now wait a minute.
That's bad.
Wait a minute. What if they've got that look in their eye?
Yeah.
Like she wanted it.
You know what I mean?
She wanted it.
She said something to me.
She's putting up those preserves, you know what I'm saying?
Looking all sexy.
Yeah. Bending over into the oven, getting the pie out.
Exactly.
You see those nylons rolled up behind your knee?
You know what I'm talking about.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Our guest is comedian Greg Proops, and as you can see, the show's falling apart.
Excellent.
Greg is a great comedian. Greg's a great stand-up, and we really haven't given him an opportunity to give any of his background, other than the fact that you're a sports fan. You're from the Bay Area.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at Are you married? Is that?
I am. Yes.
Ah, okay. Good.
Children?
How'd that go?
Not that I know of, but women are sneaky.
Uh-huh.
You should know, Kristen. Yeah. You ran wild, apparently.
Yeah. not six months ago.
No, I just said it. It was in the witness protection program. That could mean anything. It could
you
mean.
Know, we all know what you meant. Would mm-hmm. you quit? Harping
no, actually, on it? What I meant was that you had to grow like a disguise down there.
grow a disguise.
Okay, you
down
have to
there.
Grow it.
Wow.
Surely you could buy it and braid it in.
Now, not only has it been in the witness protection program, but it's
she had to wear a Birkin
hairy.
For 2 years.
Well, let me tell you something. Yeah. When you cash in, I'll be your witness. I'm going to charge you. But when you
actually,
cash
what
in, I'll be your witness.
I've been sitting here quiet for 25 years, not saying anything, taking it.
Suddenly you're growing it like the Hobbit. I don't know what's
least
happening.
Least paid of the four, but no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But
there.
I sit here and now.
You know, we could turn this into a concept and say what counselor would like to, take care of Christie's case, and mm-hmm. I'll bet we could take the 95th caller.
Sorry,
and
I think Greg may actually have the right idea. Maybe it was a sew-in.
Oh yeah, let's bring it back.
Okay, sorry.
Everything settles down.
In my defense, let's get back to Greg's marriage. How long you been married?
Good question. Let's see.
Yep,
not 18 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why, everybody's jaw just dropped. Well, you guys
no, I mean, no, well, none of
well,
us
let's
got that
see.
Far.
I've been married 3 times. Christy's been married 3 times.
Well, you like people.
I do. That's right. I'm a people person.
What's wrong
people
with that? Person. You like to meet people. You like
Heck
to get
yeah.
together with them.
Like to
and
yeah.
give them half your stuff. I think
yeah.
that's beautiful.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's sweet.
Did you know that women can give half their stuff, too?
Yes, I did. No. Apparently, if you hadn't gone in the witness protection program.
I've got stuff to give them, and it's really upsetting.
Mm-hmm. No, I've been married a long time. We've been together. There's nothing women love more than the actual chronological count of how long you've been together, because, of course, that gives their age in an adverse way. We've been together 23 years, so she's 31 now.
Better in grade school, did
God,
you?
God, she yeah. was just a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Did she love to play chess and cribbage and whatnot?
Oh, sure.
Trouble and sorry and mm-hmm. battling tops.
Oh, that's great.
God, we had a good time.
Greg Proops is our
guest. You
know,
you split a popsicle with them, they just think you're the world.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
That's true. That's very true.
Tops.
Protect her on the playground. She's going to be your friend for life.
Mm-hmm. I didn't chuck tan bark at her, and that's what initially attracted her to me. I didn't push her off the monkey bars.
No. Uh-huh.
Greg Proops is our guest.
Hit her in the face with a dodgeball.
Greg is well known for his work on the television show Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I'm the specky one, by the way, in case your listeners are wondering. I'm not the tall guy, the bald guy, the black guy, or the fat guy.
Gotcha.
I'm the other one.
Someone was telling me this yesterday. You're the voice of Bob the Builder.
What?
On PBS.
I was. What? You haven't had a 2-year-old in 18 years.
Oh, yes, I have.
No,
I
not a boy.
I have a 6-year-old.
Oh,
so,
do you? Well,
yeah.
then you've heard Bob the Builder.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Then let me ask you something. Can we build it? And the answer, of course, is yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Because Bob is very positive. It'd be awful to have a children's cartoon. And can we build it? I don't think so. I think it's going to take till Thursday. If you could be home between 8 and 5, I'm going to see if I can get some guys to come by with a truck or whatever. But it's been pretty hard to organize lately.
Yeah, the character they need on that show is
Tom, the denier.
Yeah. No. They need the...
No, Tom the complicator. You know what we need
Tom
to do?
The
no.
Before
we
need.
Tom the ass bag. That's what we need.
We'll find out. No. Oh, the slings and arrows. Names will never hurt me. No.
What we're going to do is pop out the ceiling first, and then...
to bring reality.
The sticks and stones are underneath my desk.
You don't need a permit for this.
See, that's the guy.
We just put it in.
Adolf the permit giver.
Adolf, nice.
Adolf.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ever spend 7.5 hours waiting at a city office?
How about 11 months, Tom?
Improve your neighborhood with a lot of money in a building.
Yeah.
Is there anyone under 70 named Adolf, by the way?
No.
Probably not.
Not as popular a name as it might have been.
Maybe in the meat tenderizing business, but nowhere else.
Yeah. As I've said, this is a different topic, but I do not.
Are you going to talk about Christie again?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is another one of my pet peeves. I don't think it should be legal to change the name of streets. There are great people that we honor by naming streets after them, but if you take an existing street and change the name of the streets, it ruins lives like mine.
I'm guessing you lived on Rose unless, and they turned it into...
If your street is named Hitler Street, then I think they should be able to change it. I've been making the statement for years. They just changed
it. You're going out on a limb on that one, aren't you? A lot of Hitler streets here.
There's 42 in the United States.
Hitler Streets?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How could there be Hitler Streets?
Because they're
amazing. I think they're Heitler Streets.
but can you imagine, let's just say, are you a homeowner?
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I own a home.
Well, can you imagine if you...
I didn't know what you were saying.
If you're out with the realtor and I've got this great place.
Mm-hmm. It's the greatest house you've ever seen, but it's on... Heitler Trace.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to find a Hitler Trace.
So
maybe a Hitler Road.
Right. Uh-huh. Turn left on Pol Pot and then turn right on Noriega.
Left on Mao.
Yeah, you do a left on Mao and then there's a U-turn on Hussein and then you just whip over and you're at Heitler Terrace. Yeah.
Don't be confused. It used to be Stalin's Circle. They had to change it.
Oh, they changed it, right.
It turns out there was one the next county over.
Yeah, we looked it up. There were 42 Hitler streets in America.
That seems fairly extraordinary.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, we said, there wouldn't be one, and we were very quite surprised.
But the point is, I think you raise a good point. I would imagine that the name Adolf probably has fallen into disfavor.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. And no one wears the tidy little mustache anymore. Either,
right.
You
know, I saw it at a major sporting event.
Really?
A guy walked by with the Hitler.
With a Hitler mustache?
And it brought the...
It turned heads, didn't it?
The crowd... To a stunned.
Where were you, Nuremberg?
Just telling you,
soccer match.
I've been saying for years.
It was a dark. It was a dark haired, very dark, almost black haired.
That's the one fashion statement I don't think will ever make a big comeback.
Mouths agape. It was. Oh my gosh! What the heck?
Have a little swatch on his forehead as well?
No, have that. Was wearing a baseball cap.
Was it a guy who had a...
Which Hitler would have done had they had balls?
Sure.
Did it have a spike in the head?
No, it did not have a spike in his head.
You never see a picture of Hitler with a ball cap on.
No, you
don't.
I don't
know why he did that.
No.
Really.
Although he enjoyed casual hours.
Yeah. Yes,
he
did.
A dog and stuff.
Dog's name was Fritz. Everybody
don't need to hear that.
I know.
Let's just
dog would upset you.
Yeah, let's move to something that's going to sell some tickets for me, as opposed to
Greg
keeping the entire population of the world away from my show.
What a great idea.
Greg Proops is our guest. Greg is a veteran stand-up comedian, and I was looking at your bio here. I wanted to ask you about this. You won The Weakest Link, Ben Stein's Money, and Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
I did, yes.
Tell us about being on Ben Stein's Money. That show is no longer on the air.
That's
as far
fun.
As
that was a fun show.
It was a good fun show.
With Jimmy Kimmel and...
Ben Stein is a very intelligent person.
Mm-hmm.
His license plate says Clear Eyes on it, fantastically. It really does. He's quite grateful to them. His knowledge is fairly encompassing, except he knows nothing of anything that ever happened on TV or in a musical or, you know, any kind of pop culture.
No kidding.
No, like history you can't stump him on, or world events or politics, obviously. But if you went like Britney Spears, he'd be like, which one's she? So
Now,
that's not how I beat him. I actually beat him on a couple of other ones. He didn't know where the 56 Olympics were. I think I answered that one right.
What was that? Was that Rome?
Melbourne. Rome is 60. I got him on another one. I know I remember beating him to get into the final round on, he didn't know Laetrile, right? Made from apricot.
Oh,
pits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Steve McQueen became famous.
Cancer drug.
He didn't remember Laetrile, and I got that one.
Hoax.
Now, mind you, I beat Adam Carolla, and the best part was we were, it was me, Mo Rocca, and Adam Carolla. We're a standards and practices person because all game shows are played on the level, right? In Hollywood, it's very serious, as you know. Mm-hmm. So a guy comes in and gives you this spiel about, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that, we play by the rules, da, 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 da. And Adam started asking questions and going, but what if there's a tie? And what if this and this? And what? And I went, Adam, you're a moron. Mo went to Harvard and I'm a genius. I said, you took wood shop in school and you failed. I go, you're going to be out in the first round. Why are you asking any questions? But what in the event that there, I go, there's no event. I'm going to win. And then he answered one question, and it was like the Eagles long run or something. And then he did a victory lap around the stadium. One question. And then, of course, he was out. Half an hour he kept us there.
If there's a three-way tie,
I said, if there's a three-way tie, I will consume you. Because the idea that you beat me in a knowledge quiz, you took wood shop.
Greg Proops is our guest.
Yeah, we have to take a break.
We must take a break. We're getting
ready. Oh, I have more stories.
I know. We'll Greg come Proops back with more.
Greg Proops is our guest. He's hilarious, and he's very smart.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milet is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milet Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.